Now, as I've said, we can't understand the why of the Sangha, the spiritual community, apart from the what. So first of all, let us start with a very brief recapitulation of what the spiritual community or Sangha is. First of all, of course, as I've already indicated, as I've already hinted, it's the third of the three jewels, the three rasna, or the three refuges, three sarana. And this at once gives us an idea of its tremendous importance. Every subject with which we can possibly deal, every practice also of which we can think, in which we can engage, falls within one or another of these three jewels. If one has the three jewels, then one has really Buddhism in theory and in practice. Practically all of you, I'm sure, know what the three jewels are. In case we have any newcomers, I'll just remind you that the three jewels or the three refuges are the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. By the Buddha, of course, we understand the enlightened teacher, the founder of Buddhism. By the Dharma, we understand his teaching of the way to enlightenment. And by the Sangha, we understand, of course, what we're concerned with just now, the spiritual community. Now these three, the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, these are called jewels or ratna because they represent, for the Buddhist, the three most precious things. In fact, the Chinese translation renders triratna by Chinese words which mean, literally, the three most precious things. And they are so called, they're called jewels or ratnas or most precious things because, so far as the Buddhist tradition is concerned, they embody the highest values of existence. They are, as it were, that thing, that essence, that reality, with three aspects or three facets for the sake of which everything else exists, and by participation in which everything else becomes worthwhile. They're called refuges because when that preciousness of the three jewels is recognized, we cannot but take up a certain attitude in accordance with that recognition of their value. As I've said before, if you really regard something as valuable, you'll act as though it was valuable. And if you regard the three jewels, the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha, as representing the three highest values of existence, then one will act upon that. And they're acting upon one's conviction that the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha represent the three ultimate values, or between them, three aspects of one ultimate value of existence, means that one goes for refuge. One takes refuge, if you like, in the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha. And it's this going for refuge, this acting upon one's conviction that these three, the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, are the three most precious things in existence, which makes one a Buddhist, and which is equivalent to what in other religions or other systems is called conversion. Now I know in lots of the Buddhist countries they've got a ceremony or a rite of what they call taking the refuges. And sometimes it must be confessed that they do this in a rather mechanical way. They have a public meeting, in some countries I'm sorry to say even a political meeting, even a party meeting, and they start it off just to show that they're all good Buddhists by taking the three refuges and the five precepts. But this is, one might say, almost vulgarizing the refuges and the precepts. Some people again take the view that one's going for refuge or taking the refuges, taking the precepts, is sort of once and for all, rather like, if one wants to compare with something analogous in the Christian tradition, rather like, say, baptism. Once you're baptized, well then you're a Christian. In the same way, some people think, once you take the three refuges, well, then you're a Buddhist. But it isn't as simple as that. One can say, in fact, that far from taking the refuges, once and for all, one is really, or one should be, taking them all the time. In other words, as one's appreciation of the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha grows, as one's understanding of them deepens, as one understands better and better what is meant by Buddha, what is meant by Dharma, what is meant by Sangha, then one's going for refuge becomes correspondingly, continually, more and more profound. Now this is rather interesting, because if we carry it to its logical conclusion, it leads to some rather perhaps unexpected results. Suppose we take the case, suppose we take the instance of someone who becomes a Buddhist. He might remain a Buddhist, say, for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Now, what makes him a Buddhist in the first place might be some aspects of Buddhism, which as he goes on with his study of Buddhism, his practice, or even realization of Buddhism, becomes less and less and less important. So that what he's remaining in Buddhism, as it were, for the sake of something other than that which originally brought him into it. So we get a rather apparently contradictory situation. But what really has happened is that his knowledge and his understanding of Buddhism has deepened. In other words, he might have come into Buddhism as a result of his appreciation of a comparatively superficial aspect of Buddhism. So that might have been sufficient, as it were, to get him hooked. But he remains in Buddhism after studying it more and more deeply on account of those things which aren't superficial but which are more profound. For instance, someone might be attracted by what they very often think of or speak of as the rationalism of Buddhism. They might be drawn to it for that reason. They might think, well, Christianity is a religion based on faith, but Buddhism is a religion based on reason. So in they come to Buddhism. So they're attracted to Buddhism thinking that Buddhism is the religion, or is a religion of reason. But when they go into it deeper, they find that it isn't quite like that. They find that while reason has a very definite place, a very honoured place in Buddhism, it would be rather an exaggeration to say that Buddhism was the religion of reason, taking reason in the ordinary common sense manner. But they remain in Buddhism because in the meantime they found something which is much more attractive. They've been able to put reason in its proper place. So when they discover that, well, Buddhism isn't the religion of reason, they don't resile from Buddhism, they go into it deeper. In fact, they have already gone into it deeper by virtue of the fact that they can't give reason its proper place at all. So this is what happens. This is more an example of our taking refuge in the Dharma. We take refuge more and more effectively in the Buddha and the Dharma and the Sangha as our knowledge, our understanding of what they represent grows. So that far from being something which takes place once and for all, our taking of the refuges, or our going for refuge, should be an experience, a spiritual experience, which is deepening and growing and becoming more and more multidimensional all the time. Now this is just in passing. Let's get back, for the benefit of any newcomers, a little bit more in detail to the three jewels or three refuges individually.